Welcome to a long-awaited episode of Scenario. You all got some bonus content this week.
Is anybody still listening? I don't know.
No, we had, like I told you before, some, you know, get your ass kicked, emails. Where y'all at? I go to work with y'all on certain days.
In case you forgot, I'm Matt Whitener.
And I'm Daryl Frierson. So we're finally back.
We're the long-lost lead singers.
Yeah.
Cain and Abel.
Mentioning Cain and Abel, let's get right into this. I did a long deep dive. I don't know. I was sitting on the couch, and something made me. I don't know how I got into this No Limit hole.
The Lord came down.
Maybe, and I was like, you know what? No, it's actually your fault because you had texted me about something, and I don't know for some reason I went into a No Limit hole and started just like googling No Limit albums, and so I went to the discography of No Limit.
If you associate me with No Limit, I'm more than happy to be that guy.
You did the right thing. You said you're doing the right. You did the right thing. Then you saying.
Yeah.
I
came into your life like what was that show with Della Reese?
Touched by an angel.
I was touched by a ratchet angel.
That fool said touched by an angel.
You couldn't make a show called Touched by Anything these days.
Oh,
you'd be in trouble.
No. It's just got to be called Angel.
Yeah.
And they already had a show called Angel from the spinoff of Buffy.
It'd be like Angel Encounters or something.
Yeah.
And even that's a little risque.
Ain't no touched by angel or nothing like that.
You can't get touched by nothing.
So, no, I did a deep dive, man. Because I started like, man, like, when did I really know about No Limit and like things like that? And like, what were some of the people, random people? So I deep dived.
What was the first No Limit song that you ever heard that moved, you? Yeah.
Bout is the first song I heard from No Limit, period.
Yeah.
The first thing I ever heard was Ice Cream Man, period. And it was, I never forget, I was a freshman in high school in 95. And it might have been sophomore year, 96. Yeah, it had to be 96 because Ice Cream Man came out in 96. And what really got me, it wasn't I'm Bout It really that really got me. It was Break 'Em Off Something. And I was in a older cat from actually from U City. Older cat picked us up for his party, and I was like, "Dun dun!" I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I was like, "Who is this dude on here?" And then I heard Pimp C. Obviously, I knew who UGK was at the time, and I'm like, "Pimp C, bitch! What is this? What is this?" And then dun 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 dun, the Ice Cream Man.
The first thing that I heard. Well, not the first. I can't remember the exact chronological order. It's been too long.
Yeah.
But was the Tupac joint. Was the was Master P's Tupac tribute.
That's way later, though. So you didn't get No Limit till then?
No. I'm just talking about... No, I heard Ice Cream Man like 97.
Okay, so you heard it a year after that.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the first time I really just tripped off. Because, like, I'd heard that, but that sounded completely different, though.
Talking about, like, the... yeah, I know you're talking about the on the West Coast Bad Boys.
Yeah.
So that was 97. So you missed the first Silk the Shocker album.
Nah, we had all of that. I'm just saying, like,
well, you were like, okay, I really kind of.
I was like, hey, these dudes gonna go. I thought it was just some shit that we would just have for a little while.
You thought
I
was it was,
like,
you thought these it was an In-N-Out thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like Cain and Abel, and then I was like, I got into Cain and Abel, mentioning them, and I forgot all about the great Moby Dick on Hooks. On Gangstafied, I was like, man, they did have a little run, man, for a second. So then I go through 97, they had a decent year with some albums on there. Mystical Drop.
Oh, see, West Coast Bad Boys 2 was 97, was January 97, so that's right at the same time.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you already missed Cain and Abel, Skullduggery, Silk, and Master P.
Well, but I'm just saying that, like, I'm not saying, but I'm Bout It came out in May of 97, and I'd already heard Ice Cream Man in 96.
Right.
So,
and it was a longer turnaround time then, too.
Yeah, it wasn't as easy just to get albums. It wasn't like I could get turn on Spotify in 97.
Because it's grabbing.
Yeah. So, like...
I bought it on VHS.
Yeah, I'm hearing all of this in real time because Ice Cream Man came out in 96.
Yeah, it came out fall of, like, 96.
Yeah, I'm good because I was in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, it was like fall of 96.
I don't know why I was listening to Mr. Ice Cream Man in sixth grade. Well, because I was listening
to... You had to be in seventh grade, right?
Nah,
fall of 96? Fall of 96?
Not in April of 96.
Oh, but I didn't hear it till fall of 96.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I heard it.
Because there's a time warp once again.
I heard it in the summer of like 96. So okay. I was like,
so there's still
like,
a time warp where you got time where like kids don't understand. It took you some time to discover music.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't listening to, like, 99 Ways to Die then. That came out, like, 95. Yeah, I was just still listening to Tupac and OutKast.
I mean, I heard cats. Then I heard cats playing the ghetto trying to kill me a lot.
Yeah.
That was, like, a little joint to people. But then 98 happens. This is where I'm like, God, P was just like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with 23 albums in 1998. That's two albums a month, people, if you know how to do your mathematics. I mean, god damn, man. There's someone that has all of these.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of No Limit album covers in my mom's basement.
So, did you ever go the full...
One every week as long as I can.
So, you got all the ones in 98 at one point. Like, so you got all...
We will name the albums. Name them all that came out in 98.
My Ball's My World.
No, I don't have that.
I've
heard them, but I didn't need that whole album for that.
Yeah,
though.
Right.
We had that on, like, because you got to remember, we had like mixtapes and we had mix CDs and stuff too.
Did How You Do That There end up being on something else, like on a soundtrack or something? Did it end up being on I'm About It soundtrack?
How You Do That There was on.
Was it only on Young Bleed's album?
No, it was on I'm About It. It was on I'm About It.
So you could get it off of that.
Yeah. That's it was on there too.
Then Silk the Shocker charts to the game.
I had that. Oh, God. Fuck yeah, I had that.
See Murder, Life or Death.
Absolutely.
See Murder album was pretty dope.
Yes.
That Life or Death was pretty dope.
Absolutely.
I Got the Hook Up.
Yes.
Sons of Funk.
Hell yeah. I was first trying to get in the game with that.
That's in your arm, your first arm.
I had pushing inside of you on it. Hell yeah.
Hey, people finna be bugging out on this. Hold up.
I was trying to figure the game out.
Theme. There's one in every family.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Soldier Slim.
Yes.
Give It To Him Raw.
Yes.
Master P, MP, The Last Dime.
Yes.
Cain and Abel, Am I My Brother's Keeper.
Yes.
Damn. Mac, Shell Shock.
I was spinning. Yeah, hell yeah.
Mac was
the shit.
Yeah, Mac is a
lyricist. Hold on. This is, when did Ghetto Dope come out? Ghetto Dope. So it came out way before that. Yeah, okay, because I know I had Ghetto Dope. I had Ghetto Dope when I was fresh. I had Ghetto Dope in eighth grade.
Yeah, that's 97.
Okay.
Then Snoop Dogg, The Game Is To Be Sold, Not To Be Told.
Yeah, that had Wolf Motherfucker on it.
Yep.
And that shit not.
Yep. Big Ed, The Assassin.
I heard Big Ed a lot. I never had it, though.
See, this is one of those. I remember the album cover, but I don't remember anybody.
That's where was I getting the money for all these albums every Tuesday?
We didn't have a lot. Think about it, you ain't paying no rent.
Yeah, but I still had to.
It wasn't hard. I mean, I wouldn't say it wasn't hard, but $20 once a month if you really was only fucking with No Limit.
I had to pay for lunch.
Yep.
I had to see. I wasn't trying to juice my folks for stuff like that. See, because we had just came back into money around 98. Because we ain't had no money.
You wanted to
throughout the early 90s until the late 90s, that shit kind of sucked a little bit. So. And it didn't suck because I was so young. It didn't suck for me as much as I bet it sucked
for your older siblings.
For, like, in the bigger picture. Yeah. So
because you're not as conscious of
no. Yeah, I was just like, I bet I don't even know what I wasn't doing. You know what I mean?
This
but
is what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, but like right around 97, 98 is when my old dude got the job down at the Marriott, and money started rolling in. So maybe
and
I was.
And people understand, but always, I black families always, and back in the day, black families always had this story. When Chris got that job at the factory,
absolutely.
It changed everybody's lives.
Here's the thing, my mom's definitely wasn't going to be giving me money to go buy albums every week. Yeah, wasn't going to happen. And then I was probably trying to wait to juice my old dude to try to buy me some J's once I realized we could afford that. So I don't know where these $10 and stuff was coming. Probably us pooling our money together because we used to
share albums.
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of sharing albums.
Yeah, because we also use album trading. Album swapping.
Yep, album swapping.
Yeah, so I mean, we, because we used to pool together a lot of our money to get rice and stuff like that, too. So, yeah, I don't know.
So we got
that was before cars. That was before we was into cars and having to get gas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't have any straight bills.
Yeah, that's wild. Wow. Let's bring that back. Bring 96 back for me.
Yeah. Big Ed is dead, though, too.
Big Ed is dead.
I did not know that. Oh, rest in peace to Big Ed. He died
Big
in 2001. And I was like, what? I was like, man, his career fell off, and it was in 2001, so that's obviously 3 years later. You died of throat cancer, then that's why your career is gone. Skullduggery, These Wicked Streets.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I
is
had
that
for
the one
while.
That's got the one party song on it everybody like? Head, Knees, and Toes? Is it something like that?
I don't remember. So there's a lot of songs I don't remember the names of.
All right, Magic, back. Sky's the Limit.
No, I didn't have that.
That was people like Magic though.
Yeah, I know. I just know I didn't have it personally.
But. Shout out to the Big Body Headbangers with him. And, he started the group with him and Roy Jones and Chopper.
Yeah, Body Head Records.
That's what I said. Body. And they had look. If y'all don't, if y'all youngins don't remember, but you go look up I Smoke, I Drink. Mm-hmm. Even though Roy's whole verse is about how he doesn't smoke and drink, so I don't understand why the song is called I Smoke, I Drink. But Roy starts his verse out, I don't smoke, I don't drink. So why are you on this song, Roy? But he said Roy gets head. That's what I do.
Yes. I bet Roy Jones was running Texas. Running Florida.
Oh, Pensacola, you know it. All that panhandle was his.
Roy Jones had one of the foremost fades. Of the 90s yes. and 2000s.
He had Destin, Pensacola, mm-hmm. Tallahassee, probably all the way to Jacksonville. That whole panhandle probably was running it.
Mm-hmm.
Mean Green?
No. I think we're starting to get to the point where...
But that Mean Green had one of the best songs they ever came out with, though. If it don't ching ching, if it ain't a real soldier. Major Players. That's it. That's my joint off that Mean Green.
See, that's not in my top
20. I love that. That's not in my number. It's so player and like just smooth. That Major Player. Prime Suspects, Guilty to Prove It. So we just talked about that.
The names of these groups, when you look back at it, it's like crazy. It's just
ridiculous. So you had Prime Suspects, right?
No.
You didn't. So this is the end of 98. So this is where No Limit is starting to fall off at, about.
Yeah.
I'd
yeah.
They started.
Well, because there's a mystical album that you ain't named yet that I had for
Ghetto
sure.
Fabulous. Ghetto Fabulous. Is the end of this year.
What was Mystical's first No Limit album?
'97.
Okay, then you started after that then because we did
I started for '98. The Mystical's album is the end of '98.
So a lot of the albums I was buying was '97, '98
through '98. So you 97 had a year, through '98, not a calendar year,
because
but
right around right now, 400 Degrees is out,
and
okay. Starting the shift starts.
Shift starts to more.
And time. Right about now, Volume 2 is coming out too.
And you got DMX.
And it's Dark and Hell is Hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this end of 90s breakdown of hip hop albums brought to you in part by
I got a couple more. We ain't done with
the letter T for throwback.
We ain't done with No Limit. Gambino Family.
No. See, you're past all the albums that
Mia
I was buying.
X, Mama Drama.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Because Mia X is a
definitely had that.
Ghetto Commission.
who? That's the name of the group?
Yeah.
Nah, we're done.
Okay.
We're done.
So Fully Blooded.
I probably didn't get another one out right until the True album came out. The second True album.
The Crime Family, 99.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't get the Silk Shark, the Made Man. After that.
I don't remember.
Sea Murder, Bossolini.
Oh, I had Bossolini.
You had Moby Dick, Gangsta Harmony.
I didn't have. I know some.
So you had do you have Snoop Dogg's No Limit, Top Dog?
I heard it, but I didn't have it. I think. See,
you got Last Meal. You went back. You got Last Meal.
See, at that point, I was starting to drive at this point, so money for some shit like that was going.
Now you're really making decisions.
Yeah, now I was having to make pimp decisions at this point.
So yeah,
how far away
we're in though?
How far away does she? I never got it, but I heard it. Everybody listened to that because it had been coming soon for so long.
Yes, and we saw the cover.
Yeah,
for so long.
Yeah. Had that thing on her.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
and people, if y'all know the.
Now you get into like 2000 when like Rough Riders album was out. And
so Rough Riders.
Yep. AT Aliens and all of that stuff was what Outkast album was out right about
98 is the year is when Equimini came out.
Equimini.
All 98.
Yeah. Okay.
That ran all the way to 2000.
Yeah. So now you're starting to get into like a whole bunch of. We were listening to like a bunch of other stuff.
Little Italy.
I remember Little Italy album.
Did you get that?
No, because I was at that point.
First of all, how do you name yourself Little Italy?
Out of Louisiana.
I mean, I get it, but I'm just saying. So that was the downfall of them is around the mid-98, right?
Yeah, because also around this time is when Chopper City and the Ghetto came out.
What's BG's first? Is that BG's first album?
Yeah. And you had, what was the Hot Boys second album? Guerrilla Warfare. When Guerrilla Warfare came out, we was kind of like, yeah, we rocking with these
cats. Was it 400 Degrees really kind of put the nail in the coffin, right?
400 Degrees came out first, though.
That's what I'm saying. That really put the nail in the coffin.
Nah, that started it. It was the first other album that came up the road that far from Louisiana.
Because P did something that Cash Money couldn't do. And I want to see if you could think, feature-wise, that Juvenile did with that 400 Degrees album that P tried to do on with Mia X.
What are you talking about?
He got an East Coast artist.
Well, yeah, he had that terrible ass Jay-Z verse on the back end of that remix.
But that was Jay-Z.
Yeah, I mean, Jay-Z touched it at that point. It was gold.
You got to think. Saying? But he tried it with Foxy Brown on the Mia X joint.
Yeah.
It's just that he didn't get the artist that would have kind of really opened up your.
That was Jay-Z. Jay-Z was just doing the job then. He was just like, I'm going to do whatever.
Now, if they got Lil' Kim on it, it might have opened it up a little bit more for them at that time.
Who knows?
But Lil' Kim was hot.
Yeah. Well, man, let's get to our emails. We've been avoiding long enough. Were we giving credit to New Orleans because New Orleans is about to get mad at us?
Do we want to save these emails for the next round?
No, man, we could do them right here. We can reiterate them.
Okay, for those people that.
Well, no, let's save our football emails.
People that listen to that.
They listen to this.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know, I mean,
it's titled the same. It's just a.
Yeah, this is the juvenile. That's the juvenile. I mean, that's the Jay-Z remix episode over there.
This one is from Indy. He says, or she, I'm not sure who it was. This says, when y'all coming back with a show? God damn, man. That's all the email is. That's all it is.
Well, here we are. Yeah, here we are. See, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this right now. We've been putting this off and putting it out there. But the reasons why there haven't been shows the last few weeks are going to be reasons that y'all really going to appreciate. Exactly. Like, y'all are really going to appreciate this. We're getting some old bands back together. We got new projects that are coming up.
No limit.
There's about to be, like, a whole thing coming that's about to happen soon we're about to go Outkast. I'm just going to say it like this. And I'll come back around and say it later on. We getting ready to be like Dre and Big Boy.
There we go.
Like, just so you can understand what it's going to look like when it takes place. We about to be like Dre and Big Boy. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to make albums. We're going to still make albums. Yeah. But.
Be clear with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be like that. You're going to appreciate it. Maybe like UGK. UGK kept on rocking with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, until the atomic demise of.
Eventually, the whole thing going to look like Wu-Tang, though.
Yeah. Shout out to the Wu-Tang TV show, which is awesome.
Is Low Cash kind of like Wu-Tang now?
Yeah, it definitely is. There's so many different.
I don't know if I like that, because that makes me like Capadonna.
Why would it make you Capadonna?
Because.
You more like Redman.
No, I don't want to be Redman, though.
Why not?
Because I'm clearly at this point, I mean.
Yeah, but Redman is on. He was on the last Wu-Tang album like 3 or 4 times.
No, I get that, though. But I mean, but at the end of the day, when you talk about Wu-Tang, you still don't talk about Redman.
Some people think Redman was in Wu-Tang.
Yeah, that's their fault. That's exactly why.
You said
that's at best, I'll be Johnny Gill or Low Cash.
Okay, okay. That's a better comparison.
I think that's a fair comparison.
That's
a much better one.
as I do
that
this,
mean we about to do the Home Again tour soon? Oh, shit, we can't have that. We're going to be shooting at each other. That's coming soon. We'll talk about that at the end of the show.
As we mentioned that, I'm revisiting now the great Master P joint about that.
Bentleys and Hummers, Lil Daddy. Hell yeah.
And I'm seeing the Master P dance. Shout out to my boy Jeremiah that was on here. He used to do that dance, the actual Master P dance from about that at our parties to make fun of Master P.
I don't drink Hennessy anymore. It doesn't seem like it's a good investment in my peace and sanity.
Yes.
But before this Master P concert, I'm either drinking some Hennessy or some Alizé.
Ooh, I'm going to dust off the Alizé. I remember I showed you that picture, and it was dusty on that Alizé at that Schnucks.
That Alizé looked like it's in that Thriller video.
I'm like, damn, man, that was like $25, like for the big bottle.
Like, Alizé probably the thing I've gone the longest in my life in between drinking.
Yeah, I've had Alizé, dude. I think I've had Alizé since I've been legally able to drink.
I don't think I know.
I drank it underage.
Yeah.
I don't think I've
drank Alizé in 19 years. I can actually think back to the last time I drank Alizé.
Yeah, it's before.
Last time I drank Alizé, it actually did something to me.
Like, there's actually something that happened to you.
Yeah. Like, I was. Yeah, it's like 19 years ago.
Was it the passion fruit one, or was it the.
I don't remember. It was in a Sprite bottle in an assembly.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Y'all was wilding. Man, let's jump in our topics, man.
All right, man. So it's been a little while, so we got a couple of things that we need to touch up on. Just to let you know, we haven't lost touch with who we are.
Yes.
Number one, important things that must be discussed. Chicken sandwich wars update.
Oh, all right. So KFC has jumped in full force.
Yes.
They have the Impossible Chicken, basically, they're calling it.
Something like that, yeah.
Where it's not real chicken.
They've got Impossible Chicken, which is like tenders or like nuggets or something
on top of a bun,
and you can get a bun on it. Yeah, but they've also have got Jack in the Box jumped in too.
Yeah, with the triple.
With the triple and the double chicken sandwich. Bro, you eat a triple chicken sandwich.
And that motherfucker throw cheese on each level.
If you eat a triple chicken sandwich, you're going to come out 3 shades darker than when you started.
Don't matter what race you are.
Doesn't matter.
And then Chick-fil-A has officially put on the war with the mac and cheese. They're actually putting it on commercials.
Yeah, it's out there now.
It's out there like, yo, we're pushing
it. It's on the rewards thing now. I had to look. I've got 600 Chick-fil-A rewards points.
You're thinking about using it for the
mac and cheese. No, I'm not, because I don't rock with mac and cheese, especially from a fast food spot. Yeah. But I was holding out to get the spicy sandwich.
Okay.
And now I'm at the spicy sandwich, but I see I can also get a lemonade for a few less points. So I want to see if maybe I want to hang. I never get the lemonade. I haven't had it like twice.
Yeah, but it's good.
But getting that, I could get a regular sandwich for less points, keep a few points.
And get the lemonade.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm bartering like it's 97 again.
See?
That's what I was spending my money on in 97. I was going to the corner store and getting chips back when they was 25 cents.
Oh, and y'all could come up then.
So I'd have like $2.
Or you can get $4 on all the homies. Like, I'm gonna grab all these Doritos for everybody. You grab the drink, the vest. For 35 cents each for a little can of Vest.
I was going straight for the food. So I would get two or three chips, mm-hmm. and then get the rest of it on Laffy Taffy.
you just put the three chips out there, and then put a certain amount of money and say the rest on Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, and then I'd have to buy like a Black and Mild for whatever OG was outside who just didn't want to walk around the corner to go to
get a single.
Who literally didn't want to stand up in front of the corner store and go in and get something to smoke.
Yeah. That's real though. That's real. That's exactly what. Or a pack of cigarettes.
Grab me this Black and Mild. Like,
you keep the rest.
And dude, like, straight up was selling it.
$5.
Like, and that was the neighborhood back then though. Like, they would sell it to you because they knew it was just going like right there.
And they knew who it was.
Yeah.
They know this for Anthony. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Tank. You know, because when you think about Anthony, probably nickname Tank.
Yeah.
But shout out to them with
this for Black. Yeah, a neighborhood full of Black people, but somebody nicknamed Black. You know that say something about him.
Yep, he Black.
Real Black. Look, hood Black.
They couldn't, man. That's why the FBI and CIA fucked up by not really going after hiring the correct Black people for their organizations.
They could have got it done the right way.
Oh, they could have got it done. If they wouldn't have been so racist and fucked up, mm-hmm. they could have got this done the right way.
How many things could we have got done the right way if more people wasn't racist?
That's a whole topic in itself.
To be fair.
Yeah. But the chicken wars are coming up. Popeyes has the bring your own bun. Is it bring your own bun still popping with them?
I haven't. I never participated in such shenanigans.
I mean,
you don't ask me to bring food to a place where I'm trying to pick up some food. I probably wouldn't be coming here if I had some food.
Because I'm just trying to come through to grab me something because I'm too lazy to cook at home or too lazy at work to bring my lunch.
Like, I just don't want to. Yeah, like, I just don't feel like doing this. Like, where am I at work with a roll of buns and some pickles?
I wonder how many gigs though they did have that situation. It was all gone though. If it was a Popeyes in the vicinity.
See.
But yeah, shout out to the Chicken Wars. We will keep y'all updated as new developments happen on the Chicken War side.
Who's winning right now? What are the Chicken War power rankings right now?
Chick-fil-A is still winning.
Because they didn't have to tap.
They didn't have to tap, and they withstood the storm. Popeyes had their foot on their neck.
Mm-hmm.
But Chick-fil-A is like, we're just gonna keep our shit moving. We're just gonna stay steady. They gonna have their shit going on for a minute. But they'll fall off.
And we'll still be here.
We'll still be here.
Respect,
except
man.
Except on Sunday.
Respect, man. No. Except on Sundays. You go see them on Sundays.
Yeah. Right. If you need it that bad.
All right, man.
If they need to get on early on it, you know they had the turkey. You talked about that, right? They got the Popeye's turkey.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I'm getting that this year.
Yeah. You had it before, didn't you?
No, I missed it.
Right. You missed it. You tried to go get it and it was sold out.
Yeah. I'm going to go get it this year.
If they're smart, they should double up now on the turkeys right now in production.
So the Popeye's Cajun turkey is out there. It's like $20 with some mm-hmm. other stuff on it.
Yeah. You get a full little feast though for the family.
I'm going to get that full little feast for me. I'm not telling nobody I got it.
To sell you over for that the holiday week before
for that Friday.
Because everything, because you ain't got to go back to mom's and bring no plate on.
No, see, I have it here at my crib.
Oh, you have Thanksgiving?
I had it last year. I'll do it again if I need to. I don't know. I had it this year because it was like some construction or something going on. And I know I'm going to have it next year, like forever.
Yeah.
By next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I might as well just keep things going.
So the Popeye's thing is going to be like your little undercover refrigerator.
It's going to be mine, yes.
And like... Y'all have
I bring it in after everybody's gone. I might have to buy it early and take it somewhere else.
And put it in another refrigerator.
I might put it in my refrigerator at work. and then go pick it up
on that Friday with your key and going in and yeah. get, and go back home.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's real.
That might be the play. All right, man. So it's time to get into the WTFW of the week. And this one, man, this one caught me off guard. Like
But I appreciate it, though.
And I immediately like went into like a daze trying to figure this out. That I don't know if this is just happening here or if this is happening everywhere. If it's just happening in St. Louis,
it's very fitting. If it's just St. Louis,
it would be one of the most on brand things ever happened in St. Louis. So it was reported here in the Riverfront Times, which is a local paper in the St. Louis area, that White Castle is about to start selling beer.
It's going to 400 restaurants, so I'm just looking it up.
There might be 400 White Castles in St. Louis.
13 states.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just looked it up. Yeah, but go ahead.
So can you just imagine going to get in a Crave case and like three tall cans? Is that going to be like a value meal? Is he going to be able to like be like, instead of that drink, let me get that tall can.
And for an extra 50 cent for the, they said they're going to be on draft.
Draft? They going to,
that's what it's saying here. The first beer will be a Kolach. Ah. See, they trying to keep Negroes out. The Kolach, you know, see the first beer, the Kolach from Weyerbacher Brewing Company.
That's some German stuff.
Yeah. Making it, it's going to be a fruity beer. Oh, they got his back. Uh-oh. It's going to be a fruity beer.
I don't want that.
No. But women in the streets may want that.
Women in the streets.
Yes,
okay.
Don't let them come up with a fruit punch.
Hold up. This is new news for me. As we prepare to celebrate our 100th birthday in 2021. White Castles is having a 100th birthday in 2021?
Uh-huh, 1921.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what that means.
We going to be there?
I got to eat 100 White Castles that year.
To make it as a commemoration. So if that means you need to average 2 White Castles a week, in theory.
I usually eat 4 at a time when I eat, so you can probably cut that.
I'll go spells where I won't get White Castle for like 2 or 3 months, though.
Yeah.
Well, so that means you got
to
go.
I'm going to have to be dedicated, for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying it's going to be some dedication. So you have to at least do 4 every 2 weeks if you can do it like that.
I can do that. I can do 4 White Castles. I mean, it's only right to put down 100 castles for the 100.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's when the beers are going to drop?
I don't know.
They didn't say when the beers are going to drop. I'm looking on this article.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I think that drinking a fruity beer and some White Castles together might be one of the worst decisions you could possibly make.
Your stomach is fucked.
Your guts are going to climb out your mouth and move. Out your mouth if you're lucky. Might otherwise you.
Yeah, so I don't understand.
What other terrible combinations could possibly happen at like a fast food place? Like, what would be like the thing that you would be like, nah, there ain't no way? Or something that's happened in fast food already where you've been like, that just flat ain't happening over here.
Oh, the Double Down from KFC.
My homeboy ate one of those.
Yo, I just knew that that wasn't for me. And that, my stomach was better. I was a younger man then, and I knew then that would take some time off my life at the end of my life. I had the foresight on that one. Yeah, like, if I had a Double Down,
you had to know.
I'm going to die 2 weeks earlier than I was supposed to if I hit this Double Down.
I looked at some things, and I said, you know what's not for me? That Arch Deluxe.
Ooh, yeah. I never fucked that.
That Arch Deluxe had some type of sauce and like an artisan bun or something and like that little circular bacon.
I got fired from McDonald's for selling Arch Deluxe though, too.
Wait, you wasn't supposed to be selling them?
Well, I made my own meal called the Players Meal.
Oh, God.
I was in Chicago for the summer. Working at the McDonald's. The only job I've been fired from in my life. And I made, it was 2 Arch Deluxes, 2 Cokes for $7.
Wait, where was the money going in the register?
No, of course not.
That's why you got fired. It wasn't about the player meal.
No, somebody dined me out because somebody came through the drive-thru asking for the player's meal. This is in 98. Asking for the player's meal.
And you weren't there?
I wasn't there. And he's like, what's the player's meal? Oh, man, D gave me that. It's 2 Arch Deluxes, 2 Cokes, I'm assuming. Because I show back up, and you know, if all those people have been fired, you know this situation. Hey, Daryl, can I talk to you in the back?
It was like the end of The Godfather.
Shit. Yeah, exactly. And they was like, so you need to think about the player's meal? I was like, you know what? I quit, man. He's like, no. We just want to talk to you about it. No. I tried to help y'all out with some marketing ideas, and y'all wasn't receptive to it as much as I thought y'all was. And I was like, I'm out. I only had 2 weeks left in the summer staying in Chicago. I'm out. It ain't no
good. So you did that. You did that classy quit after you've been fired?
Yeah, like, I knew I was going to get fired. I'm just going to save y'all the time, you know, and I'm going to do it at 10. But the thing was, they promoted me in like 3 weeks.
So here's the thing. before we turn the corner on this WTFW of the week, let's just hope that White Castles maybe doesn't bring this to St. Louis, because this reminded me of a story that I forgot about the time that the dude stabbed a guy in the back of the head because he wouldn't let him drink his beer in White Castle. Ooh. So imagine if you are out here slanging that beer inside White Castles, like the one down on Market.
Do I have to consume this inside too? I can't get this in the drive-thru, I'm assuming.
I would hope not.
I know you can't. No way. Unless you're in Louisiana.
Or Illinois.
Illinois, you can get to-go cups?
Mm-hmm. They got drive-thru, they got drive-thru liquor stores in Illinois.
No. But this is going to be an open container if it's a draft. That's different. I think Louisiana is one of the only states. Oklahoma, you can too. Yeah. Basically the drive-thru daiquiri spots.
But here's the thing. If they do this, if White Castle starts selling beer, you know Jack in the Box going to start selling whiskey.
Because they have a late night spot too.
Jack in the Box ain't letting nobody get the one up on them. Jack in the Box is like the dude to see you rocking a new starter coat.
What kind of whiskey are they serving though?
And then go buy his own starter coat.
Are they double R? Are they selling double R?
God damn. Jack in the Box sitting in a commercial. Maybe he might start selling rum. They're going to have the captain walk in that motherfucker.
Is it Captain and Jack together?
Yes. Captain and Jack. Jack Daniels would be on brand.
Well, you see Jack and Coke got a commercial together now.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I thought that was like an embargo thing of like those brands not totally being associated, but somebody figured this out together.
Well, eventually you realize when it's time to get the bag. It's better for us to party
to work
together
and market ourselves together.
Exactly. All right, man. So let's get into a little bit of the news real quick here. Let's go back to this, because this is something I saw that let's say it bothered me because of the potential it could have been, but then it never quite lived up to what it could have been. So you know, the Free the Nipple movement has been everywhere. You know, it's been a thing that people have been talking about, you know, and you know what? Honestly, I believe in it. I believe in it. I think that should be a thing. Why are you still telling people that they can't be themselves in public and be in all their glory?
Yeah, I mean,
like, what is this all about? However,
there's always somebody.
There's always like a side to it that makes me feel like, well, maybe we could forego it there. So there have been a series of states that have said, yeah, we're going to let you do it. You out here. We freeing the nipple.
Have at it.
And it's all of the worst states possible. Every last possible worst. So now, this started in Colorado. Colorado City, this is according to the New York Post. Colorado City's decision to discontinue a legal battle to bar women from appearing topless in public has effectively legalized the risque fashion statement in 6 Western states. So I was like, oh, this is lit if it's California,
Nevada, Arizona,
all of that. I'm like, it's on. It's about Hawaii. Yeah, it's about to get
Washington,
popping.
Like, it's popping.
However, the states that participated in this are Colorado, okay. Kansas, ooh. New Mexico,
ooh.
Oklahoma,
ooh.
Utah.
And I'm surprised that you got half the states Mormon. So they ain't gonna even do it anyway.
And the great state of Wyoming.
So states that nobody gives a fuck about, except Colorado, man.
I've been to 3 of these places.
I've been to all of them.
I can't say that they were anywhere close to the best time of my life.
No, I've been to every one of those states.
And like, so what's the average rating in that state? If you put all of them together, what's the average rating?
Of with the women?
Yes.
4.5. Yeah.
That means you got to have, if that's an average, that means you got some like some ones and some twos in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's it looking like up in Wyoming? I feel like Wyoming would be a place where you can get some sneaky badness.
No. On the campus, like University of Wyoming, they got some little baddies on the University of Wyoming campus.
I saw that when Mizzou played them earlier this year.
But that's it. And a little bit in Cheyenne, maybe a little bit too. But a lot of people from Cheyenne, they'll come. The interesting thing is that Fort Laramie, where Wyoming is, only 30-40 minutes from Fort Collins in Colorado. So people come down from there and kick it down at Fort Collins. Fort Collins is the biggest college town.
Mm.
So that'll, you know what I'm saying, they kind of get a mixture because your best crop may be leaving and transplanting to Fort Collins on the weekends.
Okay.
That's the problem you run into.
So you're losing your talent because it don't want
to
be there.
Fort Collins to kick it.
Ah.
So Wyoming is bad. I mean, Wyoming is probably the worst of all of them. Utah is bad.
I'm surprised I wouldn't get in on that. That seems like something that I would be a part of.
Yeah, maybe, but they've been getting a little bit more conservative
lately. Maybe Nebraska, you know.
Nebraska would actually be on tier with Wyoming for those
Not the Dakotas.
Except for the East. This funny, Eastern Nebraska has got that fire on the low.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
But the rest of the if you there's have to get out that, that 80-mile radius of right in the that Eastern board, this you might they might as well start their own city state if they want to and just become their own Omaha, Nebraska, their own state. They just bring Council Bluffs in, too, on the Iowa side and make it their own country.
The only the reason I think that folks even know Nebraska's there is because of the football team.
Yeah, and Gabrielle Union.
I had to remember that she was from there.
Yeah, she's from there.
You know, I didn't remember that until college game day on Saturday.
Yeah, shout out to my boy D. He went to high school with her.
I mean, did he?
Kicked the wedding. She was cool. They kicked it all the time. He's cool with her still.
Is that like the ultimate, damn, she wasn't as bad in high school as she is
No, he said she was bad then.
So, I mean.
Yeah, so he wasn't. He's like, there's no fall off.
Did he shoot the jumper?
Yeah, he's like, no. She knew her destiny and where she was going. He said,
so she wasn't even getting tired.
No, he said she already knew. Everybody already knew what was up. Like
she was like one of the people that was born.
Yeah, and then because she moved to LA in the middle of high school too.
And she was like one of those people that was born, and you was just like, "Fuck, yeah. Are you doing here?"
Yep. And she would come back in the summers. He said, "So," and she lived in LA. She middle high school. She went to LA, and then would come back for the summers to see family and stay the summer. And he was like, "Oh, it was game over then. It was just like you know."
It's well, nice knowing you. Things worked out well for her.
Yeah. But six states, not bad, not good. States now.
I wonder
Nevada,
who the. I
wonder Nevada who the, drops it off. California's gonna be next.
I wonder who's the baddest chick from all six of those states combined. I'd like to figure that out at some point. I can't think offhand who it would be.
Ooh, I would say Colorado's probably got him. It's probably got to be some in Colorado.
Really?
The great Pam Grier's from Colorado.
Ooh, well, that's a strong play.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be like somebody randomly bad from Kansas.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, I know offhand.
Pam Grier made the bracket, so I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And Pam Grier, I believe she made the Elite Eight.
Because Steph Curry, mama from Virginia.
Yeah, that's
okay. I just wanted to make sure.
We need to maybe do a power rankings of these states next.
We might need to call in some of our pro athlete friends.
Yes. And some random world travelers.
Musicians, pro athletes, and random world travelers.
There you go. This one.
That sounds like a series right there.
Almost, damn it, we could do like a pageant.
A state pageant?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Miss Congeniality. Most slept on state.
Miss Fly Me the Hell Out of Here Right Now. Don't even give me a layover so I can possibly get stuck.
Please fly me out state. Like where the girl wants you to fly her out because she's just like, whatever you can do.
Oh, that state is like the states that really don't have nothing popping. Like
North Dakota, South Dakota.
You're not going to find no chicks up there, but it's like a place that you would go to and you go back somewhere more popping. Like
Louisville.
Like St. Louis might be a fly me out city.
I can see that.
Like
it used to not be, but it can be.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. Louisville, somewhere like that where you can be on a low. Yeah. We're going to come up with this though for you.
Iowa,
definitely.
Fly me out of here. Arkansas.
Definitely.
Fly me out of here tonight.
Yep, tonight. Mississippi, Alabama.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
We don't need to be there anyway.
Right, well, why are you there in the first
place? Why am I here? Meeting you. In other news, R. Kelly is suffering from health issues and is looking for a release from jail.
And he's also mad because both his girlfriends can't visit him at the same time. Oh, I forgot to add that as a part of another
Christ.
Article.
We'll explain your boy.
Is he trying to do an insanity plea? Well, I'm going to do the dumbest shit. To try to make yourself look bad?
I think
or is he really this crazy?
I think R. Kelly saw what Antonio Brown did and said, I can do that.
Just make ridiculous.
Not knowing that he already did do it when he was free. And this is why you are where you are. See, Antonio Brown got fired, but he didn't technically break any laws that he's been convicted of yet.
Yet.
Antonio Brown and R. Kelly might be in there together.
In a minute.
We'll let that develop.
Yeah.
Anyway, R. Kelly did several things. And hasn't even been convicted for all of them yet.
Yeah. And on tape.
I think, is he trying to take the Bill Cosby method?
He's about to die?
I'm talking about the, oh, I ain't doing too great. They're not taking care of me.
Well, they said Bill Cosby's doing his best help now.
Well, but not at first.
No, at first, no. He was like, yeah, he's all bad. Maybe he is. Yeah, maybe he is.
You think Bill Cowher's be gonna drop a Netflix special from in jail?
Actually, that'd be fucking amazing. Yo. You know what? Netflix would have too much pride to do it. You'd have to get an upstart. Like Apple, who's trying to get their...
Like BET Plus?
There you go. Ooh, shit.
I'm going to find ways to make BET Plus matter.
And it's $10 a month, too.
Because I don't think all y'all even knew BET Plus was out there.
And it's $10 a month. Just put your head around
which
that.
Which is absurd.
It's almost disrespectful.
That's as much as I pay for Spotify.
Dude, Netflix is only $11.95, $12.99 a month.
You want $10?
Disney Plus is going to be $6.
What is on the... I bet you the BET Plus app don't even work half the time.
You know it's not.
It's like LimeWire.
You get on there, you hope your shit's better now. You can download some shit.
Right. You get BET Plus, you immediately get a virus. You'd be like, God damn.
Damn, I just logged in. And it's
$10
a month. But I think they can make some decent... I think they can get 100,000 people to subscribe to BET Plus.
Oh, yeah.
And that's $1 million a month.
There's going to be people that are going to do it out of being like, oh, I just need to support this.
Yeah. But how long does that last, though? You got to have some good content on there.
I just want to support this ends real quick when people start seeing like what Disney Plus is doing.
Watch that Disney Plus roll out.
Be like, ooh.
Like, $6? And I get all that?
My kids like this, and that's like their excuse.
And the HBO Max roll out with the Boondocks on there for the next season? Like,
oh, are they only putting that on HBO Max?
It's only on HBO Max.
See, here's my problem. Streaming is about to be more expensive than cable.
Well, they said bootlegging is increased because of all the streaming.
Yeah.
Because people are like, fuck it, I'm only subscribing to three, and I'm going to bootleg the rest.
Right. Like, there's like one show on like five different things that I like. Mm-hmm. But I can't watch. I'm not, like, I watched one season of Titans on the DC app, and I was like, oh, this is dope, but I'm not going to keep paying for this. What fuck am I paying for? Like, to read comics on TV?
Well, that's going to roll over to HBO Max.
That?
DC is. The DC app is.
Well, good, because...
So it's going to be a part of HBO Max.
Well, but still. But then at that point, I mean, I'm still going to be paying for fucking...
Hulu.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Hulu and Spotify are together. So both are one subscription. Then there's Netflix. So right now, we're at $22 right now already. All right?
Yep.
What else is out there that I'm... That's
Amazon.
Taking money... Well, I pay for Prime once a year, but that's $12 a month, technically.
And you got Prime, so that's $12 a month.
Yeah, so that's $32.
But that's an extra added benefit with shipping stuff, too, though. So they give you the extra bit. Looked at the TV shit as extra shit.
Yeah. You threw that in, and I just decided to take it. Disney Plus would be another $6, $7.
I'm definitely getting that. I'm going to roll that into my Hulu and get the ESPN Plus, too. You can get all those. As a
but see, I can't get Spotify and Hulu and ESPN Plus together, and I don't want to.
You don't want to mess up that deal you got.
Yeah, I'll keep that deal.
Yeah, so, I'm going to roll ESPN Plus.
I've got ESPN Plus right now, too, so that's $5.
Okay, so you already got it. So,
I'm at $35 right now. I pay $20 a month for Red Zone during football season.
But that's only 4 months, right?
Well, it's still another another $80. So now we had about 115.
You had cable prices again.
And I got cable.
Oh, and you got cable. Yeah.
Because I had to watch. I like for all my stuff to be in one place.
Yeah. Because I got cable too, so I get it.
I ain't getting rid of cable. You know, I think that the cutting the cord thing is, at this point, it's past its use. Because you got a lot of people who's like, oh, you need to get this stick. You need to get this stick.
But then they always like, damn, man, I ain't get to see it. My stick ain't working.
Man, I done had so many damn sticks that done only worked half the time. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
And it seemed like it's more of a struggle to fucking get the stick to working.
Right. It's not worth it. Yeah. I'm just not going through all that. I got a Roku. I got a Roku so I can use apps quicker. Even though I do got a lot of apps in my TV, I just can use the Roku and do it real easy like that. But come on, man. Like, they're about to a la carte TV out of being... worth it.
Yeah, I'm okay. Because I'm always want to watch ESPN and watch my sports live.
And I want to watch local news if I need to and not have to do anything extra to get
Hulu's
through.
Got, live stuff.
Depends on which one you get it through. Hulu's got different.
Oh, that's right. It's different levels.
Yeah. It's like because.
Like a $70 level one.
Yeah. Like there's like a deluxe ass Hulu, and I'm like, oh, cuz, I don't need all that. I'm good.
Just let me binge my shows.
Yeah. Just let me live my best life without all this. All right, man. So let's get into what's been a rather contentious news topic that's developed later today.
Before you even get into that, I want to give a rest in peace to the great Lennox from Belly. He died in a car accident yesterday.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That we got. What were your favorite moments with Lennox?
Actually, it was in a movie called Shatas. If anybody remembers, you ever seen Shatas? That's when you know you are certifiedly, 100% black.
I'm
if
black
you've
seen Shatas. I'm one of the blackest people you know.
And it was him at the end where, I'm not going to spoil it. I mean, I'm going to spoil it for y'all. It's been almost 20 years.
The spoiler window is officially passed on that.
It came out in 2003. So, and he's like, why are you going to do that? He's like, why are you going to do that? Why are you going to shoot me? And then he shot his girl. He's like, not my bitch. Why are you going to do that? You my bitch. And he was crying. And then Lennox, everybody, his accent, they both from Belly. But he's like crying about his girl getting shot. With that, and oh, we didn't have to do that. Walk one. Why did you have to do that? Walk one.
They be having Jamaican dudes looking crazy as hell in the movies.
Oh, dude, man. It's hilarious, man. But yeah, man, rest in peace, that brother, man. He died in a car accident, too, man.
What are the odds that he's going to get his face in the Grammys when they're doing the actors that have passed?
What about the BET one, though? The BET in memorandum.
Who's died? In memorandum. Yeah, who's died this year in memorandum for BET?
We probably missed some people that died, man. Damn, so you saying that he's got a chance to get on there because we ain't had many black people die this year?
Been a good year for black people staying alive, for the most part, in popular culture. Who's been the biggest one we had to go this year? Let's see. See, if you got to look it up, that means...
Yeah, that's just good. Let's
just hope
our man Caffey died. He died last year, right?
Caffey? He played for the Bulls in 97?
No.
So he's still out here.
The actor, the brother that played he played Carchetti's campaign manager in The Wire.
Oh, he died last year.
Last year, okay.
Yeah,
he was on what you call it too. He was House of Cards.
All right, so let's get into news of the day. News of the day, and we'll kind of figure out the angle here. Yep. So I'm not gonna spend a whole lot of time on this because I'm sure you've gotten to the bottom of this, but there are a couple of offshoots of this story that I feel like we need to discuss. In the shocking news of the week. And then I think this is like a double shock wave. I don't know. This hit people in a lot of different ways. Amber Guyer, who was the cop in Dallas that killed the brother down there in his home, got convicted of murder. And it was like the biggest wow celebration I think I've seen on social media in some time. And it's interesting to watch how reactions now happen in the social media era. It just makes me really just wish that the OJ thing could have happened during social media time. That would have been crazy. Like it would have been something else. But but then it came back again day two later or whatever that she only got sentenced to her sentence was 10 years. And that offset a lot of people that were happy about the conviction. Saying it's not enough, it's light, it wouldn't happen to us, you know, if it should have been another fit, what would it have looked like? So I'd like to point out a couple things about that. Number one, that's a presumption of equity. And when in what part of your black ass life have you ever been equitable in any way, shape, or form to the majority?
Never.
Never. So why would it start now? Like, why would we, why I hate that comparison. What would happen if they were this? Well, shit. Has it ever been like that? So why do we always ask for that?
Yeah.
Is it just like a hope and a strive? See, for me, that feels like reaching for equality and acceptance, and I don't need nobody's equality or their acceptance. So maybe that makes me be a black sheep in how I view these things.
Yeah, I mean, the 10 years thing, I would have wanted her to get a little bit longer, but that's not my decision with that. I'm surprised she got convicted, period.
Period. And for me...
Because she pulled the whole white girl playbook out.
Oh, she did everything out there.
She pulled all the stops out.
But you know what, though? They had a jury full of black folks and Latinos.
They did. Yeah, they did.
And a black judge.
Yeah. And some people were getting mad about the judge letting, I forget, it was like basically a stand your ground law rule in Texas. She said that could be used. Motherfuckers didn't even understand and know the reason that she did that. Because I hollered my homegirl, shout out to Jazz. That's a lawyer down in Texas. She said that was smart for that. If they couldn't use an appeal, using that as an appeal, if she gave that as an upfront. So she basically was setting it up where, like, they couldn't come back with an appeal. Because if she didn't say, like, hey, that can be used as a defense, then they could come with that on the back end and appeal and say, well, why you didn't let that be able to use that on the first case as an option.
And then try to get the case thrown out.
Exactly. So people are like, why did you? No, she was playing chess on y'all motherfuckers, thinking like, I want this shit to stick. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, I want it to stick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them all the options they have, but nobody can say we didn't do this case correctly.
Right. Because you know they'll come for that.
Exactly. But motherfuckers will jump down the judge's throat because of that, but not understanding how legal shit goes. And that's another thing, man. When it comes to like when you don't know shit that's going on with a certain process, just fall back. Like when Matt's talking about baseball and shit, I may be like, man, it's something. You're like, no. I'm like, let me fall back. That's not even. Look, I'm a transitionally.
I'm not gonna sit here and debate you about New York hip hop and the greatest albums that happened there, because you got to know your place. But the problem that's happened is that we read so much shit that other people don't know what they're talking about, but maybe they say it articulately enough for you to feel like they do know what they're talking about.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, I heard this, and then you adopt that opinion, and then that's how bullshit ass opinions get put out there. Now let me say this disclaimer right quick. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I would have liked to see a little bit more than 10 years, especially when I'm pretty sure that she's not going to have to serve that thing out. You know, but hey, first of all, good luck day one in that jail.
Oh.
Good luck day one in your jail. So here's the thing I also see.
And a cop?
And here's another thing I'm going to say, too. There's a whole lot of people, they never spend a single second even in county waiting to get bailed out by the bail bondsman that be making these things, not realizing that 2 weeks in jail feels like
forever.
And you're a cop? And you're in there with people that you probably tied up?
Or you know somebody, or you came on the scene and jammed them. Like, and you may have been an arresting cop, but you came on the scene and jammed
them. When you a cop in jail and that in a female penitentiary at that, you represent all of them. Like, listen, good luck.
You may not be the cop that arrests me, but you represent those
cops. But here's the thing for me, man, is that I understand that we angry, and it's like a thing where it's like that, but like I just feel like it's mad unhealthy to be praying for people to get the ultimate downfall.
I mean, I ain't gonna front though. I was laughing when she got convicted though.
Oh yeah. I sought out.
Not gonna front.
I sought out the video because I want to see the
reaction. Yeah, me too. I did too. I thought I was a fucked up person. I was like, no. I want to see her reaction.
I want to see the reaction.
Yes.
I wanted to see.
I sought it out.
By no way, shape, or means am I saying that I'm like, oh man, this shouldn't have happened, or I agree with it being a light sentence or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm saying is, go to a bigger point of it is, with all the things that hit the news now, and I think they just get magnified and microwaved and taken to a whole nother level in social media era and in this echo chamber that is the reaction to things that happen now. Like, I feel like one eye is never grown back by taking another one.
Ooh.
And it's showing the hell bothers me if it appeases people to feel like somebody's getting worse off, because that just goes against the sensibility I was raised with.
And it's an interesting thing, man, because I kind of toy with this myself, because I believe black people are the most forgiving people, period, in general. And I think
to ourselves.
No, I'm talking about in general. I think.
Ooh, it expand on that.
Like, we just, we're more inviting of people in general, more. Like, in general, we may clown somebody or something like that, but if you come around and you cool, we gonna fuck with you.
Okay.
I don't think other groups of people are that inviting or cool with just bringing outsiders within their ranks, I would say, per se.
Okay.
And that's not even necessarily racially, I mean even, like, culturally, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if, you know, somebody, if it's a group of cats and they all, you know, hip hop dudes, they'll let somebody, if you cool, you know, you like this shit, you cool. But I don't know if a country dudes let my black ass, even if I'm coming there talking about Charlie Pride,
mm-hmm.
and I know my shit, if they're like, they'd be like, I think he's a plant. You'd have to come through for some weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then damn, they're coming to George Strait t-shirt on, like, you know, and the cowboy boots. Like, I think he's for real though, guys. Like, you know, but in general, you know, you can be whoever you are and we'll accept you as who you are, I feel, more, as black people.
Yeah.
Come as you are, more. And I struggle with the idea of us being forgiving, particularly with the family, like, hugging and, like, forgiving her. Like, I can't tell nobody how to forgive, like, what they need to do or what they don't do. It's just a part of me be like, damn, man, why we always got to be the forgiving motherfuckers, though? Like, with the situation with the Charleston thing with the racist motherfucker. Like, why we got to be the people forgiving all the time? Why we always got to be the ones going to reach our hand out and motherfuckers don't reach their hand out for us.
See, here's
and I toy with that, though, because I can't tell nobody else how to live their lives and how to go through their struggle.
I'm not telling nobody not to feel like how you feel about it or anything like that. My big thing about it is that we got more shit to be worried about than what somebody give us. That's always my point. My biggest point has always been is that let that have been us then, what would it have been? Well, what day in your life did you ever wake up and it wasn't harder for us? So that's why for my thing is I say our focus need to be greater than anybody else's. Because we don't got the leeway to be out here wanting for things to be some type of way or wishing that it was this or if this was us, it would be like that. Like, listen, man, like my big thing is that, yo, we need to stay locked in. And I feel my biggest complaint over the last 3 years has been that I said, man, black folks, Trump just got elected. We need to get locked in. We need to be paying attention. And I feel like we've never been less focused while feeling like we locked in than at any point in my life.
Like, we in the spaceship locked in, but ain't nobody got their seatbelts on.
Right.
Like, we in the spaceship, like, we going, but ain't nobody got their seatbelt on.
What significant gains have we made in the last 3 years that's going to endure into the next decade? Like, as a culture, I feel like we've gotten into...
chicken war.
We did get a chicken sandwich from Popeye's for 2 weeks. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
That was great.
I mean, that's the best thing I got right now.
That's, yeah. Meanwhile, a white dude lead the NFL in rushing yards.
Shout out to Christian McCaffrey.
Pay attention, y'all.
What you call... No, we do have, you know, a lot of the prisoners getting out of jail or whatever now for... But Obama did that shit too. And George Bush did it too.
Yeah. Nothing's happened. But here's the thing is that
George Bush did it a lot on the low.
I think the only thing that we've gotten better at in the last 3 years is staying mad.
Division.
And the problem is that we divide against each other now.
Oh, 100%.
So if you're not aligned with one person's view, you're part of the problem.
We've always been divided to a certain extent. It's just that now we can actually attack each other more and more. Like,
yeah, that's real. Now, that's real.
Like,
that's real.
Like the Nation of Islam was always this innate section. They may talk about each other a little bit here and there, but now... And I don't want to use Nation of Islam. I don't want to pick up Nation of Islam with that. But I'm just saying there were groups had their different areas, and you kind of stayed in your group and just got mad about what you thought the other group was doing.
Yeah. But here's the thing is even in them times, like think about like 92, like it just happens like every 20 years or so. It feels like every like 17, 20 years or so we get righteous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I feel like we getting righteous about getting angry. And that ain't the right thing to do. Like, I think we fed up. And I think that this fed up is boiling into a new level of awareness and there's new things that happen. But it just goes back to like the thing I said about Jay-Z last month is that we so quick to get mad at somebody we don't think is down for the cause. Somebody gonna get mad at me for saying this. Somebody's gonna turn the show off because they're gonna be like, they'll be like, yo, these cats is capping. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what that means, but it feels like the type of thing.
Great way to use a word that you may not even.
It sounds like some bullshit.
Let me Google that for the Urban Dictionary. Make sure that you're using the.
I think it means lying. Somebody told me it's lying.
Oh no, cap.
To me, it should sound like you somebody is out there bojangling or something, or you out here putting on.
No lie.
It
means no lie.
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. My thing about it is really simple. Is that I just want for us to get focused. Because I'm scared about what's coming up next year. Because I feel like we're going to be so busy bickering about who is right for us and who as opposed to who's right for me as opposed to who's right for us at getting the job done that you're going to be looking at 4 more years of the same bullshit. And I don't think that the culture can take another 4 years of tearing at itself like it is right now. Yeah. So quit asking for people to... Quit asking for what would happen if it was us. You know what's going to happen if it's us. We ain't never play by the same rules. But guess what we can do? We can make our own goddamn rules. We can condense our societies. We can keep sitting around sniping at each other all the time. And we can really get after it. But you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to stop majoring in minors. Like my old dude always say. Don't major in minors. It just means don't make small things be a big castle. You know what I mean?
But then someone will argue and say they believe those are major things.
But they are big things, but the way we're reacting to them ain't. Us reacting to each other and getting angry at each other during these times is counterproductive. Mm-hmm. We need to be together. But if we get mad every time somebody says something in an echo chamber on Facebook, or somebody makes a meme, or somebody does some other bullshit, the type of shit that we make fun of on this show, stay focused. Don't major in minors. Stay focused. Stay locked in. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that shit in Dallas was not right. It wasn't right. But, hey, protect your spirit, man. And having your spirit being focused on what's wrongs happening to you all the time and being like, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck that. I'm going to be angry. Like, yo, anger is an emotion that eats you up.
Oh, 100%.
Anger is emotion that literally science will show you that anger will kill you. Stress and taking on extra stress and staying in a repetitive cycle of addressing stress in an unhealthy way will kill you. And I feel like it's going to impact our generation that way because we staying.
So you think that's going to be our big health hurdle?
I really think it is. I really think it is because I just
we're inundated with shit. Though.
I mean, just unlike any other time before, and a lot of it comes from places that come from self-serving agendas. And people just being mad, but not offering any solutions to ease that pain.
And see, that's why I like. That's why we wanted to have our show be something fun.
Yeah.
With the shit, because everybody always getting mad about shit.
Yeah, and it's like we want our show to be fun, but we also are not never gonna not sit on it being an awareness conversation either.
As well, yeah.
Like we're not finna sit out here and just, you know what I'm saying, just bullshit the time away. If it's something worth talking about, we're gonna talk about it. So I'm gonna say that, like,
so, I mean, it's a hard thing for me, man, because I can see. I mean, I definitely don't believe that we should be harping on this for that situation. But my thing is, I don't like the armchair or the couch lawyering of people that know shit about fucking legal stuff.
Right.
Claiming that what should have happened was, okay, if you got to, like...
That was the whole reason we did that Bill of Rights show, to show exactly. You how fucking stupid you sound if you don't know what you're talking about.
And people said we sounded dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Because we not lawyers. We don't know shit about the law.
And we're reading these things in real time, like, oh, shit.
What does that sound like?
Hold on, what are you saying here?
Like, maybe we need to talk to some Dub or somebody like that where, like, Dub might have been like, yeah, that was probably around what she probably would end up getting considering this situation. And it's 10 years in jail, like you said, as a cop.
That ain't going to be no cake ride. Hey, I'm going to put it this way, and I hate putting this type of stuff out in the atmosphere against anybody. Good luck making it.
Yeah.
Good luck making it.
Dude, she checking in tonight, too.
Good luck. You know what?
My thing is, people understand, I think people understand how much time is time, though.
Oh.
Like, 10 years is a long fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
And when she gets out, my daughter will be getting ready to graduate high school almost damn near. She'll be 16.
Like, and there's people, people gonna say she ain't gonna do most of it. She'll do a year and get out. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now.
But no, 10 sentence. They didn't say suspended sentence. They said 10.
Here's my thing.
And it's, you know, let's say
there ain't nowhere for her to go. You get out, where you going? What's gonna happen
and
to
because
you?
Because if you get out early, you can't leave the state because you under fucking
Yeah.
If you do whatever time you gotta serve out that 10. People understand you have to serve your 10. You may not have to serve it in jail, but you have to serve a probation. You have to serve all that 10 and being inside the legal system.
So here's the thing that what somebody would say back to that I would say that it's not about the actuality of it. It's about what it represents.
Right. That's a
slap in the face. That for somebody to die to
and then you only get 10 years, 100%.
Yeah, which I 100% agree with that.
But I think she should get more.
My part about where it goes wrong is when we like celebrate the extreme because we wrapped up in vengeance. And I don't think that nobody getting locked up or nobody doing anything like that is going to bring anybody back or erase anything that's happened to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That man dead. And like celebrating the person that
got they gonna cut him a check too though.
But my thing about it is that money don't mean nothing. That time that lady served don't mean nothing. Don't none of that bring him back. But you know what can truly make some change about after those things is saying like, hey, this ain't right. How the hell are we gonna put the pressure on the legislature and put it on the courts to make sure that this shit don't keep happening? Where do we make that? That's the type of thing I want to hear about. Yeah. I want to hear about gains, but it don't make me feel no better for somebody to get 10 years or 100 years.
Well, I mean, I've always wanted to understand, and this was even because I love crime drama shows, like, you know, like your Snaps and all that. And I always wonder, like.
You say, I love crime drama shows like Snaps. What the
fuck? I love those, like, those shows are like Investigation ID. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you was going to say, like, The Wire or New York Undercover, like Snaps.
No, I like the real ones.
You know, I like investigative journalism.
Exactly.
Like cheetahs.
Right. He said like cheetahs.
that's really, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm
saying.
That's
that real shit. But like, what? How much time is enough for you to feel good, though? I've always just wondered, and I don't know what it is. I've never had, like, one of my close friends get killed, and they got 30 some years, but I was like, damn, that was still one enough. And I think if they would have said 50, I'd have been like, that still ain't enough. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it could have been a number that would have satisfied me.
Yeah.
I guess maybe life.
I mean. But at the end of the day, like, he gets life, but your mans ain't getting his life back. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't change anything. And here's my thing about it is that sentencing in Texas ain't going to scare another state who's like, we ain't locking up anybody. You know, like all the things with Eric Garner and things with Michael Brown and all them type of stuff. Eric Garner
was in New York.
Yeah, I mean, so like, look at all these things that are happening. Maybe I'll put it this way, and then we turn the corner to why we really brought this up. Mm-hmm. I'm not celebrating anything in a system I don't believe in to do the right thing. Period. So getting 100 years in one place don't mean nothing to me anywhere else. I don't believe that there's a outcome that happens that makes me say, oh, the system is fixed. So what the fuck am I celebrating?
Mm-hmm. And like, then we celebrate the shit when it, like, if she got 50 years, but that's what I'm talking about. I thought we didn't believe in the judicial system.
Yeah, what's our gain? What's our gain?
I can feel you on that.
So what are we celebrating exactly?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, wow, I can't believe they did it. But the only reason I was like, wow, I can't believe they did it is because I don't believe in the system. So 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, all of it at this point, I'm playing with house money. I mean, because I don't believe in the system. So yeah. I wasn't yesterday.
You need to be here, period.
When I saw that or whenever it happened, I didn't celebrate. I didn't run to the internet to make some post. I wasn't one of the 41 people.
Shout out to me.
That posted the thing on there. Like, so, all right, transition. Hey, y'all, we know. Your average person has apps that send breaking news. It has that follows legitimate news sites that post news as it happens. Yo, I don't need everybody to be giving me the breaking news all up and down my timeline.
I agree.
Like, why? Why do we feel like the need to do that?
I mean, I was one of the first.
You were celebrating. It was your celebration.
It was a celebration, a mild celebration. You know, I didn't want to just be like, you know, like breakdancing on my timeline. But this is a little shout out. All I said was wow.
If you would have got some breakdancing, then at least you would have added some flavor to it, because all it was just the same picture, that ugly chick going up and down.
What's so funny is one of my homeboys, I'm not going to put you out there, homie, because you listen to the show. That motherfucker said, you goddamn right, that bitch. I was like, God damn. Like, yo, like.
She owed him money, huh?
Yeah. I was like, but he's overseas too, though, so he's a little bit more detached from the situation over here. So shout out to you, man. I'm not going to put you out there.
So,
Elliot.
And the other thing. The other thing that gets lost in the mix is in the middle of all this, we locked in on the outcome, but yo, some of the most covert hating of all time emerged
undercover.
Because, like, I was watching the thing, and then somebody broke down to me what just happened, and I read that, and I was like, hold up, what just happened? Tell the people what they missed in the middle of this.
Something they missed is, so she was texting her married partner, who she's been having an affair with, nasty stuff, and she's trying to get into the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not paying attention to what the door is because of the sexting. She's back and forth about how he wants her to break her off, everything. And she's texting him after she shot him and calling him. He gets jammed up in all of this. His wife finds out about him cheating because he gets subpoenaed. Because she's the last person he contacted. So she jams him up too.
Bro, that's top.
He's sleeping at the Red Roof Inn maybe tonight.
That is top. That's top three jams.
Yes. Because he probably was like, I wonder, he's a cop. He had to know he's going to get jammed up soon. Yeah, he knew he's probably going to get jammed up soon, right? If he knew, he's like, they probably going to subpoena me these texts, right?
You see, here's the thing that happens. Here's the thing that happens a lot is that, like, some of those just crazy laws.
She deleted a lot of text messages, too.
Yeah, so, like, I was watching it on Patriot Act. Hasan Minhaj, he's talking about how crazy it is, how police training and access they had to that. Half the time, they show the police the stuff and the evidence they got up front anyway. Like, the police officers, in a lot of these cases, are asked to see the evidence, even in cases they're involved in. Like, so he knew the jam was coming. And it's because this is such a high-profile thing. There's no way he was going to be able to erase it.
Do you think he privately got ahead of this?
Like, let her know it was coming?
Like, yeah, man, I've been cheating on you. Messed up this case from the drop.
Had to. But imagine having to take it to it like that.
Imagine. And it's everybody's trying to find out.
Like, you sitting there.
They asked me to get on the stand.
Like.
This and is like some, and they're gonna read my text messages.
This back is like some Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding level bullshit.
Like, this just messed up the whole situation.
Like, hey, this chick is literally like bottom three chicks of all time. Like, the chick that got my man to cut his hair off in the Bible, she's way down there. Samson, Delilah. Delilah sucks. She's way down there. And then, like, shit, I don't know. All the Kardashians? Like, yeah. All of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. Bottom three. All of them. We'll give them, like, a crew vote.
Yeah. I mean, this is a jam up, man. Like, he probably like...
How do you hate... In the middle of a murder, like, you've caused so much. She's caused more devastation. I've never in life ever seen anybody pull out the double play of killing somebody and ruining a marriage at the exact same time, but in different people.
Is that different? Like, you ruin a marriage because you killed one of the
yes
mates.
If you ruin the marriage if you kill somebody, like, no, yeah, obviously. But to catch another dude, like, this dude caught a stray.
He 100% caught a stray. He might as well have been in the room.
Right.
The way it was, because, and I don't know his situation, so. He may have been totally not, and you know, just good to go. But I'm just saying, his wife. They said his wife didn't know, and she had been cheating with him for a while, over a year.
Jam. She's caused more devastation.
Because they had to bring out all the text messages over the year. Think about that. Like, they put up how many text messages they had back and forth over a year, and the contents of them. Nudes. Everything.
I don't want hers.
No. I'm talking about for a general person having a situation where you have to think about all the stuff people got to do it within a couple's situation.
I'm aware.
What if he was gangsta enough to have a burner phone though? And she didn't know and he didn't necessarily have to get jammed up. He just had to come in for a testimony and get right out.
Listen, just
but
remember,
they dropped his name though.
Just remember, we talked about this before that mm-hmm. we could turn the corner to the next segment. Mm-hmm. When you get jammed, don't say my name.
Yep.
Especially in front of a grand jury.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's go on over to This Week in Racism. If you can imagine, we still have This Week in Racism.
Out of all this.
So let's get over to America's favorite segment, This Week in Racism. Speaking of hating... This is something to get satisfied about, right?
This
here.
This is real satisfaction.
Yeah. So, teacher down in Texas.
Satisfaction too, was hurting. I don't want to dismiss that.
I don't want to. Yeah. You know, disclaimer yeah. culture. So there's a teacher down in Texas. If you can imagine, once again, Texas. Just.
Hey man, Texas is about that life, baby.
So there's a teacher that got fired this week over tweeting Donald Trump to ask him to remove the immigrants. But not just any immigrants, no. These immigrants were students in her class at
oh,
her
wow,
job.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
She
shout out to her.
So she was a high school English teacher in Fort Worth, Texas, Georgia Clark.
This is all the same area. So Dallas Fort Worth area is having a time right now.
That's why they didn't make the playoffs. But
ooh, damn! Dallas is they've been heard about that, man.
But
they can't believe Houston made it.
She asked President Trump to get rid of undocumented immigrants, people that she believed were undocumented immigrants in her class, in public tweets that she thought were private messages to the president. So she thought she was DMing the president.
Direct, like she had a direct path to talking to the president.
Which calls back to the infamous Ray Allen incident.
Shout out to you. You was the one to introduce that to us, wasn't you?
Yes.
Look, Ray Allen, and look, if you Google that, people, yeah, that episode, that episode of that podcast is like the first thing you find. So Ray Allen has scrubbed everybody but us.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ray.
Ray has got to be like, who is these scenario motherfuckers?
So the Fort Worth the school district voted to unceremoniously terminate her contract immediately after she had suspended Twitter activity after this whole thing. Said 14 people at the school board meeting stood up like, oh, no, this ain't going to work.
Ooh. Man, please, listen. What? Continue the story.
No, she just said she'd been in the district since 98. Said all that. Her said her school district was loaded with undocumented students from Mexico, and that our high school had been taken over by them.
Taken over? People going to high school.
They're just trying to get education.
Yo, man, that'd be the problem with these teachers. They be running around racist as hell, and they be scared of their students, and they don't be giving a quality education. Like, yeah, it's a real thing. There's a lot of dope teachers out there, but there's a whole lot of just terrible-ass people that just got in the profession and is scared of the people that they teach.
What is the old saying? Like, if you can't do something else, they teach?
You can't do, you teach, which is a terrible way to put it, because most people that do wouldn't be able to do without somebody showing them the way to do it.
Exactly.
You know,
if you didn't have nobody putting you on game, you would have been.
But, you know, hey, it's a thing where you talk about vetting racists straight into school. We talk about them.
But that's kind of hard to do, vetting a racist, though.
No, you can hide that. But I'm just talking about we straight up is just letting them in the building. And dude, that's why I'm always happy when I see people that appear like the other people teaching those people. I like when I go into a class and there's a black teacher teaching black students.
You're
going to get some nuance that you probably wouldn't have got anywhere else.
100%.
And it takes me back to another thing. Actually, we could turn the corner. That's been This Week in Racism. Enjoy. But that I saw my homeboy was putting up a status on Facebook not too long ago saying that what was the first grade you were in when you had a black teacher? And, like, yo, it was mad people that was, like, getting in the middle school without having a black teacher. I was like, how?
Damn.
I'm like, how? High school, middle school. I'm like, damn. How many things?
Kindergarten.
Yes. Hell yeah. I had second grade, third grade, fourth grade, for sure. Black teacher, black music teacher during that time,
is
black gym teacher.
If your fourth and fifth grade teacher was the same teacher and you thought that she was actually white, though? But she was black because she acted white.
I think my fifth grade teacher was kind of like.
No, this is a straight up Uncle Tom woman.
Was hella woke. I think my fifth grade teacher was hella woke.
I had the total opposite.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Ms. Anderson.
No, but I had all of that. And my first grade teacher was dope as hell, but her husband was a doctor, and I think she just was like, I don't have to teach.
And she stopped teaching?
Yeah.
Oh, word. So she's like, I'm out.
Yeah, he was straight up like a surgeon. Like, like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing it.
Why am I doing this?
I'm not working.
This
like, she was good, too. Like, she has been dope at it, but it was like, I don't need to do this.
Was it too many rowdy kids, or you think she...
No, she just straight up didn't have to do it no more. Shout out to Miss Watchmaker.
Damn, that's, she sounded like a...
Yeah, she was dope. She was young. She was like 20, like 4 or 25 or something
like
that, too.
I worked for a couple years.
She was like, I'm good. I'm out of here. But yeah, so it was, at least I think she was. How old do I know people was? I was like 7. But I mean, she was older than me. I mean, but, you know. But I think it's important. I think it's important that this, like, stories like this double down on me on why it's, like, important to, like, when you... take your kids to school, look at who's teaching them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can get into that dope school district and you can do all that stuff. And you'll
but
be in
who's teaching them?
Yeah, you'll be in a dope, so-called dope school district, but they out there learning nothing about themselves.
And my thing is, I think, and this is a whole another like issue that I have in general with us, particularly black people, when it comes to, we get caught up way too much in elementary education. Like, I get it. Like, you want your kid to be in a dope school, in a dope situation. But, yo, your kid, what kindergarten your kindergartner goes to is not going to affect their lives.
It's more important that they go to kindergarten and that they go to pre-kindergarten.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, 300% higher rate of getting into college if you go to pre-K because you got a head start on education already.
Just because you go to a dope kindergarten and choose your nice district doesn't mean you're going to be dope.
Yeah.
You could be in a decent school district. Now, as you get older, then you can decide better. But don't be getting stressed out with your kids over them not being in a school district in first grade. Or being in the best school district in first grade. Come on, man. It's first grade.
It's a real thing, man. And it's like, you know, it's like we got to – let's just keep – I'm definitely not telling nobody to raise their kids.
Dude. Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, I'm not telling you how to raise your kids either.
Do what you want
to
do, but I'm just saying.
But I'm saying at the same time, like
– let's pay attention to what's really a case.
Yeah, let's fall back a little bit on that.
Right, man.
Topic of the night, man.
Let's get to the main scenario.
Snitching.
After all of this stuff.
Yeah, y'all thought we were going to forget this Tekashi 6ix9ine shit, huh?
Was not going to let that pass.
Too much good shit.
We let Antonio Brown pass. We decided not to do it.
Yeah, and then his stuff got real weird.
And it got to the point where
it's not funny.
Like,
it's not even funny.
It's like, this isn't no funny.
Yeah, it's not funny.
This is done. Like, yeah. It would have been nice.
You're up here texting people that are accusing you of a sexual assault. Yeah, I'm good.
You're a thousand. You're a full-blown creep. You're, yeah. It's like the worst.
I do want to do a little bit of a victory lap on this Antonio Brown thing. People last year were saying I was shit on Antonio Brown a little bit too much. I would like to take a small victory lap.
I think that if he would have stopped at getting the hell out of Oakland.
then I wouldn't have had a victory lap. You said.
I'd have been cool with it. But when your dumb ass start texting people.
In a group text message, too.
He got so mad that Bob Kraft fired him. Bill Belichick didn't even have anything to do with it.
He was like, I got this. Yeah. Don't worry about
that. Like, as I sit here and I talk to more and more people that have been in the league mm-hmm. and people that even in other leagues.
Yeah, they know a little bit.
That are like, I don't understand this. Like,
what is he doing?
Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, what's happening right now? Like, you could debate the Le'Veon Bell thing last year.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon made absolutely no sense. He just had to bend the knee and come back to work. and Ezekiel Elliott made great sense. But what Antonio Brown did, I was just like, what are you
doing?
You have $30 million guaranteed already, bro. But I'm not talking about it.
They said that he would just randomly text people that he meets.
Yeah.
Like they're cool.
Yeah.
Like, I've read this. Like, if you got cool with him and he came in a scenario, he might just text you, Matt, like, hey, man, how many bitches you fucked? Yeah. You'd be like, whoa, dude, like, you just came on my show, like, two times.
First of all, I don't know. Second of all, I can't be putting this in text.
Like, number three, I barely know you, and why are you having this discussion with me? Yeah. They said he would be like, yeah, I fucked, like, five bitches last week. He'd be like, okay, that's nice, man, like.
Cool.
My own friends don't even tell me that.
I'd be like, cool, bro. I can't live that life.
My own friends don't even tell me shit like that. Why do I even accept that from you?
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you about that, Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Snitching. Let's get into it.
Snitching season is here. So, if this brings us, I mean, we could go back into the Tinashe thing.
Tinashe? You call him Tinashe?
Yes, I call him out of his name.
Tinashe. So, he's the singer Tinashe.
Anybody that sings that many things, you don't say his name the right way. He's Tinashe.
Tinashe.
You got to make it a little softer.
Okay. Tinashe.
Say it with the same. Yeah, like Tinashe. Damn it, that is too close to the singer. She ain't done nothing wrong.
Yeah, she ain't did nothing. She can't catch no stray bullets. Teriyaki. All
right.
We'll call him Teriyaki 96.
No, I like Teriyaki.
Damn, so okay, we can't do that.
All right, Tekashi.
Tekashi.
We'll call him what he is. Yeah. Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the details of this by now. We don't need to rehash that. Nothing. But what it got us thinking about was some of just the most egregious snitching that we might have ever seen, like, in our lives.
And then it doesn't have to be court-wise. It could be just anything.
Just anything you might have seen, like,
everybody. Kobe Bryant is off the top.
Yes.
I'm just going to give you guys an example. Absolutely. That's like, it's like when you take the SAT and they give you an example of what how this is going to go. That's your first
Kobe
one.
Kobe Bryant, real quick, when we talk about snitching, mm-hmm. Have you heard the Dame Lillard and the Shaq tracks?
Yes, I have.
Let's touch on that in a second. We'll touch on that on the way out the door. I just want to make sure we didn't forget about that. But so I've seen some egregious snitching in my life, like some terrible snitching, like things where you're just looking – you'd be looking like, damn.
Like, you really did that?
Like that? Damn. Like, Larry Johnson did it on Twitter the other day when he was talking about.
Yeah, that. And then he's talking about, like, that. He's talking about, I fuck such and such.
He said, I fuck with so many bitches. You think I'm going
to. And then he named them.
And then he started naming them. See, that's when snitching crosses the line. You can reference a situation that maybe you shouldn't have brought up.
And you shouldn't even be referencing that for real either. Exactly. But I'll let you give a pass.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like if you reference a situation, it's kind of like in bad taste. You'd be like, all right, bro, chill out. But then when you get to the point where you'd be like, because then it, you in there like WeeBay when he was taking all them charges. But
I did that.
But ain't nobody offered you a deal to do it. You just doing it because you like talking. That's a problem.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I
like
agree.
The worst snitches are the ones that just be talking out loud about like whatever, and you be listening, and you be like, "Damn, why are you talking about this?
Why am I privy to this information?"
Like everybody got like that friend to talk too much about their dating life.
Yes.
And then like the person come around, and you be like,
"Oh, the person that they're dating?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah."
And you be like. Damn, man, I know too much about you, bro. Or like, damn, this chick is like that, like.
And then it just kind of. That's why I try to keep my friends out of my shit in general, man. Just because I don't want to taint them on their image in general, or somebody in general, regardless of what I'm going through.
I got through years of relationship that didn't have to be talked about. I ain't even used to talking about my relationship yet. It's weird.
But let's do some snitches, man. Or snitching stories.
Yeah, some great snitching stories of all time.
I had a homeboy that was trying to holler at a girl, and back-endedly snitched on one of our other homeboys by saying, well, I mean, you could come through. That's where such and such be having his girls come through anyway. Oh. Not knowing that that girl was cool with two of his other girls.
He's blowing the scene up for
blew
real.
Blew it up. Then they ran. They did a spot. They did a goddamn dragnet on his ass. They both showed up at let's call this place the White House. Mm. Both showed up there and said both showed up there at the same time.
Mm. And
I mean, he had to just dip out. He'd leave from his own home. That's your best option, people. If you get jammed up, leave the facilities, because it's nothing that's going to happen there is going to remedy anything. You might as well get away and take on each individual assailant individually.
Yeah, just leave.
Yeah,
just get out of Dodge.
Yeah, and then you can fight one on one. It's like getting jumped. Mm-hmm. Like if you
might
got
be
that,
able to save it.
Yeah, you can save maybe one of these situations, maybe both. But trying to attack them together. No, man, you ain't gonna better do that.
It's not gonna work.
Never. Just leave.
It's not ever gonna work out that way.
Never. So snitching, what do you got?
Yeah, let's see, man. I've seen a few of them. So I had a homeboy. Man, I had a homeboy that snitched on himself by being in public too much, man.
With his new piece?
No, with his same timepiece. So it was like a brother wearing two watches at the same time. Only he forgot to check both of them.
Hold on. Oh, so he was dating somebody two people.
This was sloppy pimping, though. This was sloppy macking. So
okay.
His one girl was in town, and he ain't know it, and he was out on the porch talking with the other one.
Like on the a real porch?
Yeah.
And she drove by.
So this was a pop-up while he was in front of the house talking to the
So other he couldn't one. Have said, I wasn't there, and she called, or they didn't knock on the door or something.
Yeah, he couldn't lie.
He couldn't play it off.
He couldn't lie on himself.
Oh, he got... He,
however, that's getting caught up. You snitched on yourself when you answered the phone and said you wasn't there.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, that's just... Getting jammed up. You just got jammed up.
You're snitching yourself when you got pulled up and you wasn't there and you said you was hollering at your friend, and then your girl walk roll up in front of you while you hollering at your friend. But your friend is your girl too.
Did he get out of this jam?
No.
Both of them gone? I mean, both of them.
I think he got to keep one on informal terms for some years. The other one actually left and started rocking with his homeboy.
Oh, snap. Was this when we were adults or this is high school?
College.
Ooh.
Like in between. So, yes.
So, was
it? Was like high college. It was like adult high school, which is what college
like
is.
Like 19, 20?
This is like adult high
school. Was this his homeboy, or was this like?
It was this guy.
Ooh. Did that friendship end?
Not really, because there was a turnaround from some other stuff that happened. I had to tell you about that.
Oh, so it was get back for something he did to him?
Yeah.
Oh, so he took that L as like a man, like, you got me back.
It was like a okay, everything's on the up and up now.
we even.
Yeah.
We even now.
Yeah.
Damn, he got jammed up on the porch.
Yeah, on the curb.
Oh, he was standing on the curb.
Yeah.
This is pre-cell phone? Mm. Like where was cell phone pretty?
No, cell phones were.
Okay, she called him, obviously. She called him while he was standing out there. The posted up. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
My next jam up, let me pull it up real quick. my next jam up is actually, this is celebrity-wise, and this is Jermaine Jackson.
Uh-oh.
He had to get involved here. Jermaine Jackson snitched on his own brother. Came over his brother's wife's house. If everybody doesn't know the full story, when I talk about how he took his brother's girl, he basically came over, told Marlon's girlfriend at times, he never married her, that he was cheating on her, and this is what you could do to find out where he is and why and how.
You're the worst brother of all time.
And then helped her find out where he was, then came back and smashed, basically, and took her. Yeah. Now y'all see why Jermaine Jackson is a despicable motherfucker. Like snitching.
He snitched
and it took you.
He's still on you.
It's like the snitch when they got the snitch and then he laying in the back in the car and he's like, no, you got to make a left.
So
you got to make a right. There they go right there. He in the red hat.
He's still on your list of top five interviews, though.
100%. Okay. Because I'm going to bring all this up.
Okay. I got you.
He might want to fight me, though.
Yeah, he will. So one of the other great lies of all time, obviously, is like Watergate.
That's a great.
I mean, OJ.
That's like maybe the worst caught up moment of all time.
But did he get snitched? Who snitched on him though?
He ain't gotta get snitched on and get caught up.
Oh, okay.
Ron Goldman caught the bad part of that deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people said Ron Goldman was gay though. That he was. But I like the story that he was over there kicking in with her. That sounds so much better.
That sounds way more player. I don't want to besmudge his legacy by saying he was just wrong place, wrong well. He was right. wrong place.
He definitely was at wrong place, wrong time. But smashing at the wrong place, wrong time. Because they said he's all in the robe and shit.
Jay-Z got to be in Caught Up Legends, though. He got a whole song made out of him, even though the conspiracy theory that didn't really happen.
I'm going with the conspiracy theory. It's seeming like that's like likely more. Doesn't it seem like that?
I don't know, man.
Even though she made him go on tour with her for like 2 years,
Jay-Z ain't the type of cat
to
let you drag his name. And first of all, Jay-Z don't need no cash ploy to move no albums. Beyonce don't need no help moving no albums.
But that Lemonade album did give her a different cachet, though.
I get
it. It can extend your career, though, because that extended her career.
I don't feel her career wasn't at risk.
No, but I'm saying, but it gave you people more something to.
I just feel like Jay-Z ain't the type of cat to let you drag his name willingly.
Right. No, I get you. I'm with you.
Remember all the things they were saying about how Rockefeller was just running up on cats and like taking it down. Jay-Z wasn't letting.
Yeah. And on top of that, Beyonce made him go on tour with her for like 2 years straight because she didn't trust him being by himself.
Right. He couldn't even live his regular player life.
No, was Beyonce at the meeting with Goodell?
Probably.
In the hallway, like sitting there in the hallway.
You
like,
can't even kick it with Roger Goodell.
Can't he go to a business meeting Beyonce sitting out there?
There's a few jams I've thought about that are confidentiality issues.
Yeah. I thought of something, though. I was like,
that can't happen.
Yeah, it's just. Have you been. We've been. Well, have you been snitched on? No.
No.
I'm trying to think. I don't think anybody's like.
I'm not going to like say like there's some error about me where you don't want to do that.
Yeah, but I just don't think I just haven't had the. And I'm sure a lot of people haven't been snitched on.
If you snitched on me, people going to know about it.
Yeah.
Matt did something crazy to that boy. I don't know what happened. He was just ready when he showed up.
Yeah, no, I haven't been snitched on.
Like, he walked up in Club 7 and just smashed Club him. 7. And just smashed Estella over his
Rest
head.
Rest in peace to Club 7.
R.I.P. Club 7.
Let's go. That's our topic tonight. But let's fall back. What were we talking?
Hold on. Before we close the topic tonight, I want to hear some of the great snitching caught up stories that people have ever heard.
Oh, yes. Email us or voicemail us those.
And send us some of the great ones you know from all time, some of the ones we might have missed, some of the great ones from TV. Send me some
your best ones. And now, hold on. I'm going to give you all the voicemail number directly. I know we don't have them in the notes, but you may be listening and don't have time to go into the notes. I'm going to give them to you direct, the voicemail number directly. The voicemail box is 641-715-3900, and then you punch in an extension 769-558. We would love to hear some stories. This is one that, like, we really want y'all. Name this email. If y'all can give us the voicemail on this one, I think it'd be even greater. And we want to hear your stories of snitching. And if you snitched yourself, be honest about you snitched.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, tell the truth. And let us know on that. But you want to flow back to something else earlier. You said,
yeah, man. So real quick before we wrap this up, man. Dame or Shaq.
Yes.
Yo, man, play a little bit of that Shaq.
I don't think we can.
You can play that Shaq.
Yeah, it's got too much of the it's not an original beat that's got in the background. They gonna flag us.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. They gonna flag us because that beat.
Give 10 seconds of it.
That's that Bitch Please beat, isn't it?
I thought it was.
Yeah, that's Bitch Please beat.
Yeah,
they gonna flag us.
Okay.
We could get 15 seconds.
Yeah,
we can
give
do that.
15 seconds
okay,
of Shaq.
All right, we're gonna get 15 seconds of the Shaq.
Yeah, what's wrong with these little cats? I can tell they little, listen to they little raps. Always bragging about they little max contract. Dame got a little money when it comes to Shaq. You see this flow, got a...
All right, Diesel. Diesel is definitely the best rap basketball, rap athlete ever.
Legacy-wise.
Yes. Dame is on his heels, though.
Dame is coming.
Let y'all hear the Dame version. 15 seconds only, so y'all go listen to the rest of y'all stuff. We just trying to give you a preview.
Because he bought the copies. Should have just passed me the torch. I got no remorse. I beat him like Rocky. I fill the tank up with diesel. You jealous of me and I see you. Because on this day, originals just can't fuck with this sequel. I'm new school, got new hits. Space Jam, not blue chips. Hangman, yo.
All right. You got Dame versus Shaq. I'm going with Dame.
Oh, I'm with Dame all day.
Dame was actually cutting them low.
Yeah. I felt like Dame could have got more savage if he wanted to.
It seemed like Shaq was like on some like I'm just going to talk about you kind of comically. Dame started talking about you personally.
Yes. Well, you know what, though? But Dame should have took what Shaq was talking about personally, though. He's talking about how he don't stack up to his peers.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Talk, but no, but he was talking about, like, his personal life, though. Like, talking. I heard you be paying him off. Remember he said something in his line, like, I heard you be paying him off.
He told Shaq, yeah, you date broke hoes. I was like, oof.
Ooh.
Oof.
Then he said, you heard a line about hoops in there?
Yes.
He was like, the only hoops you shooting is something he said. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, Dame came for his soul. As much as you can come for a cat.
Only so. The Shaq's got. Do you think that Dame is at the wrong time to be a good rap? But
Dame was trying to talk about how Shaq ain't earned his titles when he don't have any titles.
Right, he's talking about Kobe. Said Kobe got you all.
Yeah,
those.
He said
Kobe and then Flash. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, I was like, you can't talk about titles, man. You can't even get past to the conference finals.
He's made the conference finals.
You can't get past.
Oh, past the conference finals. Okay, yeah, and he probably won't. That's the sad part.
Well, no, the Portland Trailblazers.
No,
aren't
he's
going
never.
To the NBA
he's
got
to go. Now, if he goes to another team, then we could talk about something else. But as long as he's a Portland Trailblazer, he'll never make the finals.
He said he ain't doing it.
He's not going to leave Portland?
We'll see. That career goes.
We'll see. How old is Dame? 28, maybe? 29?
Somewhere in there.
Let's see, you need 33. And he only got maybe.
Portland keep guapping him off like they are right now. I wouldn't leave either. They gave him that check.
Yeah, but look what Carmelo Anthony. The tale of Carmelo Anthony is a telltale, as they would say, tale of, I'm trying to think of the words here, like a cautionary tale of going after that check for your whole career.
Hey, well, Dame, just with the picture, he put a Shaq on the front of that.
Yeah.
He came with that thunder.
But Shaq also had the opportunity to be around where hip-hop was kind of more pure.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to be around the Biggies. He had the songs with Nas and shit like that.
And then Dame told him he was rapping with old heads.
That's not a good look. Because he got a Jay-Z song with Jay-Z, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq's got some albums on the low.
Oh, Shaq dropped
that third Shaq album was pretty raw.
Shaq
that Can't Stop the Realm was a pretty
Shaq
dumb.
Dropped some cuts.
Yeah.
You can't hate.
You can't
hate on what Shaq.
Yeah, dude, I know I got skills. Like, dude, remember when that came out? We was like, wow, this dude is, like, for real, for real. And actually, first, we thought it was a joke on Foo Schnickens, though. Can We Rock, What's Up, Doc? We was like, okay, this is kind of silly.
I feel like, though, from flow to flow status, Dame better, though.
I agree. Shaq's got the older style, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's got an older style. Dame's got – it's basically the Betamax versus – not Betamax. It's kind of putting Shaq in a bad –
You'd say, damn, was you on the track, too?
The DVD versus digital streaming. Because Dame is going to be able to come with the new shit immediately. Mm-hmm. Shaq's got to sit there and write it, get him an old school beat. You know what I'm saying?
Go fucking sell some Papa John's. Yeah, exactly. In between.
And Dame has got that streaming. He got the studio in the crib. You know, he probably got some producers sending them beats all the time.
You know, I be having an up and down relationship with Shaq, so.
Yeah. Oh, we all do.
You know.
He's also a cop. There we go. Enough said.
He's a cop that bought in the Papa John's.
And is in commercials now.
And be doing podcasts with them old bullshit ass
hosts he got.
Boys down there and be apologizing, capping and stuff. I'd be like,
Hey, you're using the cap correctly now. Look at you using it in a sentence.
Yeah,
using it correctly in a sentence.
I did use it in a sentence. I just got 5 years younger.
Dang, man. How many times can you use no cap like before you
I've
get
never
like,
said no cap though. I've never said no cap because
you said no cap earlier.
No, I said cap in.
Yeah, but you said no cap earlier though. You said like the kids said no cap.
No, like they said it, but
yeah.
I gotta say it in a whole
sentence. Oh, you
said
it in a real
myself.
Sense for
yeah.
you though. Okay.
Yeah.
But you said cap, which is a lie.
Yeah.
Which is where did that
no
shout
clue.
Out to
no clue.
Okay. That,
we need to do a show with like somebody that's like 20 one day to catch us up on all this.
Like how the slang came about.
Help us out. We don't understand what's going on.
Like thot, that hoe over there. I get that from the acronym, but where did that come from?
Who said it?
Yeah. What region did it come from?
Well, you know, you got a lot of people that's like on their brink of getting old, that's like 29, and they holding on to it. They
and
that,
those are people I don't trust, though. Because those are people I don't trust. The reason I don't trust them is because they don't want to really accept who they are.
Mm.
And I've been there, and I had to sit up like, man, I'm going to be 30 about this motherfucker.
What was the moment when you realized you was old? What was the one thing that happened when you realized that you was old?
From throwing parties when I didn't know half the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily I had to know everybody there, but you had known them, like, oh, not know them, but you seen them maybe, or you could tell that they're your age.
See, like for me, I started seeing like all those like the day party pictures, and I was like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah, yeah. Because before you'd be like, okay, I know maybe 70% of the people, I've seen them before.
And I realized that I don't know nobody in these pictures because the people that I hang out with are actually like the type of parents that stay home and raise their kids, not the ones that go to day parties and like leave their kids in the car.
And leave their kids in the car. But they won't be in here in a minute. I'm gonna roll the windows down. I got you the double down.
Got him from KFC. Got him White Castles and a beer. Sit in the car.
It's fruity too. Give you a little buzz. But make sure y'all give us some voicemails. But emails is always straightolc@gmail.com. We got some dope stuff coming up soon for y'all.
Our long delayed 100 show is coming up soon too.
The CPT 100.
CPT 100. Edition.
You'll learn about that more as we come up on that. And why is the CPT 100?
Special guests.
Yes,
definitely. Galore. Special guests galore for the 100.
Yeah, we're going to do that one on video.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely holler at us. Voicemails. Hit us up on that voicemail with your story of getting no, just a story of snitching. It can be popular. It could be personal. Snitching.
Whatever.
Anything.
Let us know.
Snitch on
yourself. Somebody snitched on
you. We gave y'all an extra long episode this week since we've been gone. So we'll holler. Peace.